A quick test of three microphones available for the iPhone and iPod Touch. The first, the one you're hearing now, is the little microphone that's built into the inline controller on the Apple iPod earphones. It's that little tiny little microphone on the back of the controller on the cable that lets you increase and decrease the volume, as well as stop and start playback. It's a very crisp microphone, very good at the high frequencies. I don't think it really captures the mid-range and bass of the human voice, though. I'm speaking about 10 centimeters away from the mic, and I'm currently holding it above my chest. The microphone is, as I say, it's part of the earphones, earbud-style earphones, and it connects to your iPhone or iPod Touch via a 4-pin mini jack. Looks like a headphone, standard headphone jack, but it's got that extra pin on it for the microphone, I assume. All right, let's try a different microphone. All right, this is the Griffin lapel mic or clip mic. It's a small microphone. It plugs into the same port as the Apple earbud microphone, except of course there are no earbuds on this microphone. It's just a microphone and a simplified control on the side of the microphone for starting and stopping recordings. It does, however, allow you to connect your own earphones with a standard 3-pin mini jack into the top of the microphone itself. So it means you can use your favorite earphones. I did actually try, just as an experiment, connecting the 4-pin Apple earphones to this mic, and it didn't seem to work. It seemed to confuse the software a bit. So maybe that was a one-off, though. It sounds different to me. At first, it doesn't sound as crisp and as sharp as the Apple microphone, but it definitely captures a lot more of the bass and mid-range of the human voice. I'm holding it the same distance as the previous mic. So, but it does have a slightly muffled sound because it's not quite as good at the sibilant sounds, the S's and the T's in the human voice. All right, let's try the third microphone. All right, this one is the Belkin TuneTalk stereo microphone. As the name suggests, it's actually two microphones, two mic capsules in the one unit, which allows you to record stereo if the software supports stereo recording, which of course Audio Boo does not. As you can hear, it's got a nice sound to it. It's it has both the sharpness with the S's and the T's of the Apple mic, but also captures the bass and mid-range of the human voice. It is a little compressed sounding, that is to say, I've currently got it set to the auto gain setting, which seems to have a fairly full-on compression going on. So it's the moment I stop talking or things go quiet, the microphone seems to increase in sensitivity. But for most people, that's probably a feature rather than a problem. There is a switch on the bottom of the microphone for switching the auto gain off, but as you can see when I flick the switch, the result is a very low level. So we'll leave that back where it was. One good thing about that switch, though, is that the Belkin microphone has its own three-port mini jack connector socket, which you can connect a stereo microphone or mono microphone to, as long as it uses a mini jack. I've tested it with a small stereo Sony microphone, which has a 3-pin mini jack, and it worked fine. You could also flick the auto gain off, as I did before, and connect a line level device, which means that this Belkin mic allows you to record to services such as Audio Boo, not just your voice speaking live, but anything, the output of your computer, the output of a CD player, a tape deck, anything that has line level output could be connected to this device. So extra options there. As well as the mini jack port, it also has the a small USB connector. It's not, I think, for connecting your iPhone or iPod Touch to your computer for data reasons. It's actually for enabling you to recharge your phone or iPod Touch using just a standard USB cable connected to a power supply or a computer. So, three microphones.